Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 2. Christ as the one with the heavenly rule deeds, our shepherd, our rest, and the sower. Tuesday, related verses. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3. Jehovah is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of rest. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. 1 Timothy 1 verse 4. Nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith. John 21, verse 15. Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. John 7, verse 38. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Romans 8, verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Matthew 9, verse 36. And seeing the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and cast away like sheep, not having a shepherd. Related reading. The Lord Jesus considered the people as sheep and himself as the shepherd. When Christ came to the Jews the first time, they were like lepers, paralytics, the demon-possessed, and all manner of pitiful persons, because they had no shepherd to care for them. Therefore, he ministered to them, not only as a physician, but also as a shepherd, as prophesied in Isaiah 53, verse 6, in 40, verse 11. As such a shepherd, the Lord Jesus did miracles to take care of the needy ones. This is the compassion exercised by the Lord as their shepherd to take care of them. As a minister of the Lord, we should learn how to be concerned for the needy ones. Psalm 23 tells us that Christ's shepherding of us is in 5 stages. The first stage is of the pastures and the waters of rest. Pasture and waters are for our nourishment, including cherishing and enjoyment. The second stage is the stage of the paths of righteousness. The paths of righteousness indicate our walk. After we enjoy Christ, are filled up with Christ, and are nourished by Christ, we walk on the paths of righteousness. In the third stage, Christ's shepherding leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. The fourth stage is the battlefield, where we are fighting against the adversaries. At the battlefield, a table, a feast, is spread for us. Finally, the last stage is to dwell in the house of God all the days of our life. The resurrected Christ shepherds us first in the initial stage. Because he is our shepherd, we will lack nothing. Right after we were saved, we entered into this first stage of enjoyment. In John 21, the Lord Jesus asked Peter if he loved him. When Peter said that he did love the Lord charged him to feed his lambs. We need to be like nursing mothers to cherish and feed the little ones under our care. He also leads us to waters of rest. The green pastures are Christ. The Spirit is the restful waters. When we go to take care of the new ones, we must not only feed them with Christ, but also help them to drink of the Spirit. We must help them to call on the name of the Lord and to pray. This is to help them to drink the Spirit by exercising their spirit. Psalm 23, verse 3 says, "He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." This is the second stage of revival and transformation. To restore our soul is to revive us. Restoring also includes renewing and transforming. This corresponds with the New Testament teaching in Romans 12, verse 2, which says that we need to be transformed by the renewing of the mind, which is the leading part of our soul. Christ, in his shepherding, restores, revives, and transforms our soul. When we drink of the life-giving Spirit as the living water, we will flow out. Not just one river, but many rivers. There is a river of the proper humanity, a river of kindness, a river of love, a river of patience, etc. We need many rivers. He guides us to walk according to the Spirit on the paths of righteousness to fulfill the requirement of righteousness. Righteousness can be fulfilled only by those who walk according to their spirit. We have three parts: body, soul, and spirit. We should not do things according to our body because it is full of lusts. We should not do things according to our soul because it is full of opinions. Instead, we should do things according to our spirit. When we walk according to the Spirit, we fulfill the righteous requirement of the law.